We're now joined by Coach David Beatty from Kansas. Coach, welcome, and your thoughts about the upcoming season.
Thanks a lot. Good morning. Excited to be back here in Dallas once again. Really especially impressed with the Ford Center here, new Cowboys facilities, and we're going to get to enjoy these for the next couple of days. Everything that Jerry Jones and the Cowboys do is first class, it's top notch, and this is clearly no exception. So excited to be here with you today. It's a great time to be in the Big 12. It's a great time to be at the University of Kansas. We're really excited, like all the teams in the country, about this upcoming season. And we're excited to see how our league continues to make an impact on the landscape of college football as we move forward this year. Obviously, we weren't satisfied last year with our record, but we're extremely encouraged by the progress that our team has made. We've got a lot of work to do, but I love the energy and enthusiasm this team and our coaching staff shows. We've added some new faces. We've added Doug Meacham to our staff. Extremely excited about him. He's one of the best offensive minds in college football. Bringing him to Lawrence was an incredible addition to an already amazing group of coaches and men that we have at our place. I'm also really proud of our players and the way that they have developed over the last 2 to 3 years and the perseverance that they have developed along the way. This team knows that it has to earn everything that it gets. Nothing's going to come easy in this league. It never does, because it's one of the finest leagues on the face of the planet. But these guys that we have, they're committed to getting better every day. As a result of that, we believe that Jayhawk football is headed in the right direction. I also believe that there's really no better example of that than a young man like Dorrance Armstrong, who's here with us today, who you guys have named as a preseason recipient of the Defensive Player of the Year. You know, Dorrance works hard every day and has a never-quit mentality. And that's really starting to pay off for him, and it's fun to watch. He's a kid that came into our place about 212 pounds. He's 253 pounds today. Just really proud of his development. Great example of those young guys that started with us 2 years ago. But the best thing I think about Dorrance is that that award doesn't mean much to him. He knows that's just written, and that the real award's given at the end of the year. He cares a lot more about his teammates and about winning. And if you get to hear from him today, I know you'll hear that come from his mouth. That's what makes him great. And we have a locker room full of those guys. I've said this a bunch publicly. The best thing about our team right now are the guys on it, and that's what we're excited about. Our goal is to develop young men of character and make the fans of the University of Kansas proud. And I believe that we are well on our way to achieving that goal. So with that being said, let's take some questions.
We had a question on the aisle in the middle. Get a microphone up here. Put your hand up real high. Brian, thank you. We got another one right in front of him also. Just a second.
Hey, David, good morning. Brian Davis from the Austin American Statesman. Two things. Tough seasons you guys had last year, you still had a massive win at the end of the year. How much did the Texas win sort of propel things into the offseason? And coupled with that, did you see a noticeable bounce in recruiting with all the Texas kids that you have? And did that play any role in the big $300 million renovation that's coming? Just despite the win and loss record, it seems like you guys had a big springboard in the offseason.
Right. Well, you know, the thing that I think was important about that game for us was that it was our first Big 12 win. Whether it was against Texas, TCU, all of these teams are phenomenal teams. It's always a challenge to be able to win a game in this conference. But that one was big because it was the first one. I do believe that it's yet to be seen whether that can be a cornerstone in our program as we work to turn this thing around. It would be a shame for us to waste that opportunity. I hope that we can make it one of those cornerstones as we move forward. I do think that you have to win to be able to attract top talent. I think you can build good facilities and you can do those things, but at the end of the day, I do believe that you've got to produce on the football field and you got to win games. So that obviously helped us in a lot of ways, but we've got to put a lot more wins together for it to really affect us. And the thing about recruiting, as you guys all know, we're not going to know for a number of years whether that recruiting was good or not. So that's one of the cool things about this conference is that every game is big. It doesn't matter who you're playing. And that was a great win, a lot of fun. But it was really only because it was the first one that we had in the conference.
Question on the aisle.
David, Sam Mellinger with the Kansas City Star. I'm curious if you, sort of related to this question, I guess, but if you can compare sort of the momentum or push that your program has now compared to when you took over, and also how big of a part of your job description, I know you're the head coach, but how big of a part of your job is promotion and trying to get that push going?
Right. Thanks, Sam. That's a good question. The thing that I personally am really proud of right now is what I would call an upward trend at our place. And I think that's because of the consistency of the message that we have spoken from the day that we got there, that this is not about us. It never will be. It'll be about the stakeholders, all of our fans that deserve so much better. We have remained consistent with that. And the way that we're going to get it done has been very simple. We're going to earn it by working every single day. It's a process, not an event. Probably the biggest challenge is understanding that they call it development because it doesn't happen overnight. You have to develop, and it's taken us a little while to get there, and we obviously are very excited because now all of our youngins are 3 years into it, and they've got some experience. So I do think that one of the things that a head coach, I believe, has to do is you do have to carry that flag for your program. I think it's part of the job. It is, and creating that culture is really, really important, and then it's up to individuals to decide whether that is something that they believe in or not. And the thing that I really have been proud of is that I love the way that our fan base has reacted to the development of our program. They are loyal, loving, terrific fans, the best on the face of the planet. And I'm excited about bringing them a really good product here in the future.
Question about halfway back on the left.
Hey, David. Saad Youssef, ESPN Dallas Radio. What did you like from Carter to end the season? And on the other side of that competition, what do you like from Peyton?
Right. Man, two really talented guys right now that we've got vying for that quarterback spot. You know, Carter finished the season for us last year. Watching his maturation was the thing that I really liked. Watching him really start taking the game seriously as he went into his, you know, his sophomore campaign. Watching him grow is always fun to watch a quarterback do that. The thing I really like about him is just the way that he reacts in games. Guys are drawn to him. He's got some athleticism to him. He can extend plays. And he's a tough dude. That's the other thing that I think guys respect is a tough quarterback. Peyton Bender, the guy that we brought in from Itawamba Junior College out of Mississippi. The guy's played in our system with Coach Leach up at Washington State, so his familiarity was just instant when he walked in the door, which gave us a great opportunity to truly evaluate him because he already understood the concepts. The kid's very talented. He's got as nice of an arm as I've been around, unbelievably quick release, very smart guy. And those two guys live together. They are really, really close friends. And it's going to be a battle because both of them want to take that job. You know, and the other thing that I talk to these guys all the time about is if you just look at our league over the last 2 to 3 years, very few of us have been able to go through the entire schedule with just one guy playing the entire year. So for us, we feel really fortunate that we have two really capable guys right now at that place.
Got a question on the aisle right.
Coach Shahanjay Raja, Diehards. So again, just with the state of your program right now, what are the benchmarks that you guys judge your success on, and what are you looking to build season to season?
Right. Well, before we look at the benchmarks, we got to figure out how we're going to get there. And the benchmarks are not going to be any different really for us than they are for other programs. We want to win championships. We want to play in bowl games. We want to produce productive men who are good for our society. And that is what is going to cause the byproduct of championships. We say it all the time. We talk to our kids daily about every day we need you to wake up and be the best man you can possibly be. From the time you wake up to the time you go to bed. And the byproduct of that day is going to be something you, we, our program can all be proud of. And it will be called production. And we're doing the same things with our guys daily, that it's a process. We got to get wrapped up in that process. It's a process, not an event. And our championship hopes and dreams are going to hinge on us continuing to understand that it will be a byproduct of the work and what it means to be a good man every day. Because that really encompasses what it means to be committed to a program and doing the things necessary to win championships. People want to talk about championships. Not a lot of people want to do what it takes to get one.
Question on the outside left.
Jason Elmquist, Stillwater News Press. You brought up Doug Meacham. How invaluable has that been for the program, bringing in someone who has experience in the conference but also has instilled an explosive offense everywhere he's been?
I tell you what, it's been so comforting for a head coach to have a guy that, first of all, we share the same philosophies offensively. We've been in the same family of offenses, which is something that was very important to me. And then secondly, to have a guy that you have as much respect for as anyone in the country for doing it the way he does it, and then watching him put his spin on this air raid offense has been so much fun. This game of football, it's tough on these guys. A day-to-day grind for these guys is a lot more than what a lot of people know. It's very difficult. I just believe you got to have a little fun throughout that process. And, man, Doug has done such a great job of making sure that we have fun every day. He's a guy that is infectious, and you just want to be around him. He's one of those people. And I love the fact that our kids want to be around him, because it's not always that you have coaches that they want to be around. They may be there, but they don't want to be around him. They love being around Doug Meacham because he is so much fun. And he's really good at what he's done. You know, over his leadership over the last 3 years and what he was able to do with Coach Patterson and those guys at TCU, over 500 yards a game over 3 years. That's good enough to be top five in the country. And did that instantaneously when he walked into that place. So really excited about Doug.
We had a question on the right. Halfway back.
Sam Kahn, ESPN.com. David, how do you anticipate the offense looking under Coach Meacham?
Well, it's going to be fun watching him put his personality into it. The concepts are all very similar, but like all the guys that kind of live in this offense, everybody has their own little personality and twist on it. And it's really interesting watching him instill that. We've had some position moves, some guys that I think have moved to new spots that I don't know that I would have thought to do that. You know, Ryan Shadler's moved to the receiver spot, and we really think that he might be a really nice answer for us at that wideout spot. He's done nothing but great things for us. Doug has done so many things to really focus on the individual skill sets of each player to be able to utilize them correctly. That's been really fun to watch. And it's been fun to really just kind of be around him and kind of soak up some of the knowledge that he's brought to the room.
We've got a question on the outside. Right.
Hey, David. Kevin Haskin, Topeka Capital Journal. Hey, I'm curious if you could offer an assessment of how the defense developed over the course of last season, and also how valuable is Daniel Wise just getting done what he does inside there?
Right. One of the things that, as we talk about last year, is we look at not only the things that we have to get better at, because as coaches, you're always looking at what you have to get better at, but what did you do well? One of the major things that we improved on was our defensive side of the ball. Now, there were areas that we still have to focus on, but we went from worst to first in a few different categories. Third down stops, Coach Bowen has done a phenomenal job with our defense. One of the best defensive minds I've been around in a long time. And for him to do what he did last year with regard to statistically moving us up the ladder in tackles for loss, sacks, pressure that we're putting on quarterbacks, pass defense, those things are things that I was really proud of for him.